Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf, daf 100. And we are at the fifth wide line on daf Tzadik Tes Omid Beis, the two dots, Omar Rebeluk Sanj. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunu Matzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema for Yor Yehoshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shloima Ben Chaya Leah, and Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freit. So we're moving along in Perek Chelek, discussing the infamous list of Ve'elu She'ein Lohem Chelek La'olam Haba, specifically someone who is a quote-unquote apikoros. So the apikoros is somebody that is Ein Lohem Chelek La'olam Haba. And we saw that the Gemara said that really the apikoros's plight is rooted in two psukim in Parsha Shlach. The Torah talks about the Megadev, and it says, "V'hanefesh ashetase biyad Rama mino ezrach umin ageres Hashem hu Megadev v'nichruso hanefesh ahi mikerev amo." Then the pasuk says, "Kidvar Hashem bozo ve'es mitzvosoi heifar hikores ba'ilum hazeh hikores lo'ilum abo." And the Gemara yesterday brought brisa after brisa after brisa that darshan what exactly it means. Ki dvar Hashem bozo. What exactly it means? Va'nefesh ashetase biyad Rama. What exactly it means? Ves mitzvasa heifer. Regardless, a lot of different nuance that emerges from those prices, rather scary prices. Either way, today's daf is very much going to pick up on that note. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri said, "Kol oisa b'tayr l'shma. Any person that learns tayr l'shma, meisim shalim b'pamalya shalmaylo u'b'pamalya shalmata. He brings peace, sai in the heavens." B'pamalya shalmalo and say here on our world. B'pamalya shalmata. How do you know that? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Oyachazek b'mauzi." If somebody is going to be mechazek b'mauzi, mauzi is from the shayrish of oiz in oiz alu toira. Shem oiz la'amo yitain. So someone that is going to hold on to oiz to toira yaseh shalom li shalom yaseli. So he's going to make shalom, and then for the second time he's going to make shalom. Hence, someone that learns Torah, Lishma, brings peace, and not just once, twice. That's Mesim Sholem B'Pamalya Shalmala U'B'Pamalya Shalmata. Now, what do you see from here that this person is learning Torah, Lishma? So, Pashit, because the proper way to learn Torah is Lishma. So presumably, that's how he's learning. But also the Lashon, Oyechazik B'Ma'uzi, that if you're doing it, Lishma, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? What's the definition of Torah, Lishma? Nafshachayim Shardalit, that's not today's Inyan. But the point is, if someone is mechazik, not just in noise, but b'ma'uzi, he brings shalom and he brings shalom. So, Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam, this Gemara adds a little bit of a knach. Not only shalom on this world that we understand, but even shalom b'pamal yoshamal. Rabba Merav said, Kilubana paltim shalmad b'shamato. If somebody learns Torah l'shma, it's as if he built a palace in this world and a palace in the other world. Shenema, the pasuk says, Va'osim dvarai b'ficha, again referring to the dvar Hashem, dvarai, Torah l'shma, u'betzel yadi Kisi Sicha, Hashem says, I will cover you with the shadow of my hand. Lintoya Shamayim Velisoy Doretz. So if somebody learns Torah Lishma, there's an Indian of Lintoya Shamayim. He's planting something in Shamayim, Velisoy Doretz. He's erecting something in Oretz. So Rav's Memra and Rav Alexandri's Memra is similar. That if somebody learns Torah Lishma, he's not only making an impact in this world, but he's making an impact in the Olam Hazeh as well. So again, this is above our pay grade. What does it mean to be Mesim Shalom B'Pamalya Shalmaylo? What does it mean? Ki ilu bana palter in Shalmaylo? But some impact, some hashpa a person makes, even in the other world, when he learns Torah L'Shma. Rabbi Yechon, it said, Af Megan Al Kalayim Kula. If somebody learns Torah L'Shma, he's protecting the entire world. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Uvitzel Yodi Kisi Sicha. So that's that aforementioned Pasuk. V'asim Dvarei B'Ficha, Torah L'Shma, you're going to cause Hashem's shadow of his hand to protect the world. So someone that learns Torah Lishma, he is being megan on the world. Levi Amar Levi said, "Af mekariv es ha-geula." If someone learns Torah Lishma, he's even mekariv the geula shenema, as the pasuk says, "V'leimor litzion amiato." And again, that's the end of that pasuk. Leimor litzion amiato. That's uvol litzion goyel. That's the end of days. That's the geula. So if someone learns Torah Lishma, he's even bringing the geula. So if you do a quick recap, What we just had was four memories as it relates to the great Maila of someone that learns Torah Lashma. Number one, he's Mesim Shalim B'Pamayu Shalmala and in the Pamayu Shalmata. Number two, it's as if he built a palterin, a palace, Bil Maila and also Milmata. Number three, he's Megan Al Kol Olam Kulay. Number four, he's Mekar V'Sagula. And the truth is, this Gemara is really the Hashlama to the first Mishnah of the sixth Perek of Pirkei Avos. Everyone knows the Mishnah. Rameyer said, "Kala Isik b'Torah Lishma zoichel l'dvarim harbe." If somebody learns Torah Lishma, he's going to merit many, many things. V'loyoy, and not just that. Meaning, in addition to all the many things that this person's going to merit, shekala olam kulei kedayulah. He should know that the whole world is kedai for him. Nikro reya. He's considered a friend of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Olav. He's beloved. Oyev es hamakim. Oyev es habrios. Misameach es hamakim. Misameach es habrios. Malbashti anav v'yiru. Machshartoy. It facilitates him. Sadik, v'chassid, v'yashiv, v'neman, rachakte minachek, it is shmira on doing averos, u'mekarafte l'deischos, it's something that brings a person opportunities to do mitzvah, v'nenemi menu eitz v'tushia, bina u'gvura, someone that learns Torah, all of a sudden he becomes wise, we go to our gdolim to ask them shailas, all of a sudden he has gvura, even has strength, shenem as the pasuk says, li eitz v'tushia, ani bina li gvura, noisenes loy malchus, umem sholo, v'chikur adin, umegalon loy rozei Torah, v'nasek v'mayin ha meskabru, k'nosh eni poiz, v'vitzanu, v'yach ruach, umoichal alo boinim, agdalto miray mamtoy, akol amaisnim. Wow, a long list that a person will merit in the event that he learns Torah Lishma. This Gemara adds another four things, meaning Yehuda V'Oy Lekra. In addition to all of that, there are four additional milas quoted right here in this Gemara, Sanhedrin Sadik Tesamid Beis, that relates to somebody that learns Torah Lishma. More on this note. Amri Shlok Shkolam, Lama Desben Chaveri Torah. Somebody teaches his friend's son's Torah, Malo Olav HaKasav Kilo Asoy. It's as if he created that child. So, Namal, you would think, if you teach somebody Torah, it's very nice. You have the schus of being Malami Torah. No, it's much more than that. Mala olav akosav ki'ilu. Right, this is a ki'ilu with a hey ayudia, with a kof ayudia. This is one of the great ki'ilus of all time. But mala olav akosav ki'ilu asoy, it's as if the person that's teaching Torah created this person. Shenemar, as it says, ve'es ha'nefesh asha asu b'charen, it's referring to the nefashos that Avram and Sarah made when they were being mekariv rechoykin in Charan. Kiyodua, like Rashi says in Chumash, Avram Megayres or Anoshim, Sarah Megayres as Anoshim, that's the Lashon Asu, Avram and Sarah. They were both engaged in this Avodah, but it says that these Nefashois were attributed literally to Avram and Sarah. That's Hanefesh Asha Asu Bacharim. That's the Lashon of Ki'ilu Asai. Rabbi Lazar said, Ki'ilu Asan L'Divrei Torah. That if somebody teaches Ben Chaveri Torah, it's as if he made the Torah. So what does it mean to make the Torah? Above my pay grade. But it's interesting that someone that learns Torah, it doesn't say ki'ilu ha'son l'divrei Torah. Kalam l'amid es ben chaveri Torah, then it's ki'ilu ha'son l'divrei Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, u'shmartem es divrei ha'bris ha'zois, v'asis ha'moisom. You'll make the Torah by doing that. Rav Amar Rava said, ki'ilu ha'soy la'atzmai, that if somebody teaches ben chaveri Torah, it's as if he's recreating himself. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'asis ha'moisom, it's that same pasuk. And Al Tikri Oysam said Rava Ella Atem. So Ushmartem is Divri Abris Azois Vasisem Oysam, referring to the Torah, and also Vasisem Atem, referring to the person himself. So if someone teaches Ben Chaveri Torah, he's building, he's making, he's Tutzaching. Three things. Number one, Ma'alol of Akosav Kilu Asoy, the person that he taught Torah to. Number two, Kilu Ason LeDivrei Torah. It's as if he made the Torah itself. And number three, it's Kilu Ason LeAtzmoy. It's as if he made himself. Omer Rabbah Kol Maaseh Chaveri LeDvar Mitzvah. If somebody is able to get his friend to do a Dvar Mitzvah, Ma'alol of Akosav Kilu Ason. It's as if he himself did the Mitzvah. So you didn't do the Mitzvah, but you got somebody else to do the Mitzvah. If you get someone to do a Mitzvah, it's Nechshav as if you did the Mitzvah. Shema, the pasuk says, U'matcha asher ki sabay yasa yar. Hashem tells Moshe, the staff that you used to hit the yar. V'chi Moshe hiko. Now, did Moshe hit the yar? It's referring to the first of the 10 makas. V'alo yaharon hiko. Everybody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu had hakar satoiv to the yar because it hit him, and as a result, he didn't hit the yar. So what does it mean? What the pasuk means to say is kol maaseh chaveri l'dvar mitzvah. Somebody that convinces his friend to do a dvar mitzvah, ma'al olav akosav, again, ki'ilu asah. It's as if he did it himself. Either way, we're going to get back to this inyan, but for now, the Gemara returns to the regular program, and that is the Mishnah, elush elam chelek lo'ilam haba, and apikoyres. So, high level, when we talk about an apikoyres in our sugya, what we mean is somebody that acts towards the Talmidei Chachamim and threw the towards the Torah with an efkeres. Rashi says it's miloshen afkirusa. So there's like a certain bilikait that this person treats the Torah and treats Talmidei Chachamim with. So to be clear, usually when you think of an apikiris, you think of a heretic, right? That's usually what you think of, someone that doesn't believe in the 13 ikrei amuna, etc., etc., etc. But in our sugya, the apikiris is a little bit more nuanced. He's someone that is mezalzel b'derei chachamim. He's someone that's mezalzel b'talmidei chacham. With that background, says the Gemara, apikiris, as it relates to an apikiris, Rav v'Rav Chanin, Amit Ravai, Rav Chanin, both said, Zamavazel Talmud Chacham. It's referring to somebody that embarrasses the Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Shulman Levi Amri, Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Shulman Levi said, Zamavazel Chaveru b'fnei Talmud Chacham. Someone that embarrasses his friend in the presence of a Talmud Chacham. Now, the tzad hashava between these two things, someone that's mevaza Talmud Chacham and someone that's mevaza his friend in the presence of a Talmud Chacham, is that this person is being mevaza the Talmud Chacham, right? Let's get this clear. If someone's mevaza Talmud Chacham, okay, he's being mevaza Talmud Chacham. That's pretty straightforward. If someone's mevaza chaveru b'fnei Talmud Chacham, he's also showing a lack of disrespect to the Talmud Chacham. Because if he respected the Talmud Chacham, then he wouldn't even embarrass someone in his presence, right? Imagine you're sitting in front of a gadol. You can embarrass someone in the presence of a gadol? No, right? Hence, this person who doesn't have that hergish, who doesn't have that sensitivity, on some level is being mevaza the Talmud Chacham. But it's machloikis amayroim, what the nuanced definition of that apikiris is. Rav and Rav Chanina both said it's mevaza Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said it's even someone that's mevaza chaveroi b'fnei Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says like this. We have the apikiris that we're defining as someone that's a mevaza Talmud Chacham. We know that there's something called a megala panim b'Torah. And the megala panim b'Torah is also someone that on some level disrespects the Talmud Chacham. So what the Gemara is going to try to understand now is, what's the difference between the apikiris, who's mevaza the Talmud Chacham, and the megala panim b'Torah, who's mevaza the Talmud Chacham? With the hanocha that the megala panim b'Torah is considered in the eyes of Chazal as being more chomer than the apikaris. So Zokmar, Bishlam, the man that mevazah chaveru b'fnei Talmud Chacham apikaris, Bishlam, according to the man that says that if someone's mevazah chaveru b'fnei Talmud Chacham, who is that? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He's considered an apikaris. So mevazah Talmud Chacham, that's why megalopanim b'Torah have. So I understand what the higher level of mevazah Talmud Chacham is. The megalopanim b'Torah, he's the one that's mevazah the actual Talmud Chacham, right? The apikaris is mevazah chaveru b'fnei Talmud Chacham. There's something worse than that. What's worse? Not just being mevazah chaveru b'fnei Talmud Chacham, but actually being mevaza the Talmud Chacham. What's worse than the apikaris? The megalopon b'Torah. Oh, everything is perfect. So the mevaza chaver b'fnei Talmud Chacham, he's the apikaris. The mevaza Talmud Chacham atzmo is worse than that. He's the megalopon b'Torah. Eleman, the mevaza Talmud Chacham atzmo apikaris. I'm going to remember that says that if someone's mevaza Talmud Chacham himself, he's already an apikaris. So megalopon b'Torah could go in my. So what does it mean to be megalopon b'Torah? What could be worse in this world than being mevaza the actual Talmud Chacham? And for the Gemara, could go in Menashe ben Chizkiyah. I'll tell you what's worse. Menashe ben Chizkiyah. And Chizkiyah, he made fun of different psukim in the Torah, as we saw in the end of yesterday's daf. He would be the one that's the megala upon about Torah. Those that had the exchange, the machloikis, Rabbi Rab Chanina, Rabbi Yechon, Rishu ben Levi, with regards to not the resha the seifa, and as a result, the Gemara's ensuing discussion was a little bit different as well. Okay, megala upon about Torah, meaning according to this second lishna, the machloikis amayiroim is not regarding the definition of an apikaris, but rather it's regarding the definition of the megalopanim b'Torah. So what is a megalopanim b'Torah? Rab Chanina, Amri, Rab and Chanina both said, Zah mevazah Talmud Chacham. Rab Yoich, Rab Shulman Levi, Amri, Zah mevazah es chaveru b'fnei Talmud Chacham. So it's the same machloikis, is it mevazah Talmud Chacham, or is it mevazah chaveru b'fnei Talmud Chacham? But in this lishna, they're not arguing what's an apikoris, they're arguing what's the higher darga. What's the megalopanim b'Torah? So the Gemara, Bishlam, the man that mevaza Talmud Chacham atzmo megalopanim b'Torah, have a Bishlam according to the man that says that if someone is mevaza Talmud Chacham atzmo, he's the megalopanim b'Torah. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlomo Levi, the second shita. So I understand the mevaza chaver if nei Talmud Chacham apikaris. So everything makes sense. So someone that's mevaza the Talmud Chacham himself is the megalopanim b'Torah. If someone is mevaza chaver if nei Talmud Chacham, that's a lesser darga. So he's not as severe as the megalopanim b'Torah. He's only the apikaris. Eleman the mevaza chaver if Talmud Chacham, Megala Panim b'Torah Hava. But if you're going to tell me that someone that's Mevaza Chaveru b'fnei Talmud Chacham, he's the higher level, he's already the Megala Panim b'Torah, then what's less than that? Apikiris Kigoy Man. Then what's an Apikiris? Rabbi Yosef said, said something scary. You want to know what an apikoros is? It's like people that say, what are the rabbonim really doing for us? Meaning, what are the bnei yeshiva, what value are they adding to us? Now, it's very nice, they're sitting and learning, and they're enjoying their learning. All the learning that they're doing is for themselves. Right? Meaning, it's good, they're having benefit from it, but we're not having any benefit from it. That is, on some level, denigrating the Talmud Chacham. That is the level of Mevaza Talmud Chacham that's not Megalo Panabat Torah, but at the very least, he is going to be considered an Apikoros. But the Gemara said that after Rav Yosef said this, who responded to Rav Yosef? Amalei Abayo, hey Megalo Bat Torah, Namiyu. Rebbe, that's not just an apikoros. That's even a megalo panabat Torah. Tichsi, because the pasuk says, "Amloi berisa yoyim v'alaylo chukos shamayim v'aretz loy samti." So if you see from that pasuk of "Amloi berisa yoyim v'alaylo," Hakadosh Baruch says the whole world stands on Torah. So if somebody says, "Maya hanulan rabbanon," what are the rabbanon doing for us? Right? What hano is coming on to us from the rabbanon? That he's not just being mevazat talmud chacham. He's menasha. He's a fight to give megalo panabat Torah because he's basically denigrating a whole verse in the Torah. It says, "Amloi berisa yoyim avalayla chukay shemay varetz leisamti," and this person is not paying attention to it. Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, "There's another pasuk that he's being megal upon him to." Mehocha nami shema minos. Shenema. The pasuk says, "Venasasi l'chol amakom bavurim." Hashem told Avram Avinu that if there is a certain amount of tzaddikim in the dar, I'll forgive all of Sodom. Right? I'll forgive the entire city of Stoim. Just give me a couple of tzaddikim. What do you see from there? Mayahanulan Rabbonon. You see that Rabbonon are mashmiya, right? They do have the ability to help. Elo said, Abaya, you have to say that in the event that an apikoros is already someone, that a megalopan batayr is someone that's mevaza chaver b'fnei tamal chacham, what is the apikoros? Again, it can't be the person that says Mayahanulan Rabbonon because he's fakert. He's the Megal upon Batayri, he's the higher level. So what is it? It's going to Yosef Kamei Rabbi, somebody that's sitting in front of his Rabbi, v'nofla le'shmaita b'duchte achriti, and then all of a sudden, he remembers something that his Rebbe once taught him, v'omar, and he says, hochi amrinan hasam. This is what we said there. But he didn't attribute this halacha to his Rebbe. If he takes some of the credit for this halacha and he doesn't solely and wholly and exclusively attribute it to his Rebbe, that's on some level showing disrespect. If he doesn't say Hachi Amar Mar, it's actually interesting because Abaye is the one that's talking, and Abaye throughout Shas is the one that says Mar. He always referred to Rabba, his Rebbe, as Mar, 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 Mar. But either way, if he doesn't say Hachi Amar Mar, that would already be considered a level of apikoros. Rav Amar Rava says, I'll give you a different example. Like the people in the family of Binyamin Asya, Binyamin the doctor, the Amri, who would say Mayahani Lon Rabbonim. They would also say this lashon of Mayahani Lon Rabbonim, but it was a different knesh. They would say Me'olam Loi Sharulon Urva. The Rabbanon, I mean, it's very nice that they're very impressive, but did they ever come up with a heter for a raven? Right, a raven is a non-kosher bird. Did they ever come up with a way to be matter a raven? Did they ever come up with a chumrah, a way to say that you're not allowed to eat a yoyna? They never came up with something along those lines, and as a result, they're an example of people that are amaya hanulei rabbanon, where on some level they disrespect the rabbanon. The Gemara says, "Rav l'shitasai," parenthetically, "ki havi maisi treifso de bei binyamin kameh." If he ever received a treifa, meaning someone from the family of Binyamin Asya would ask him a shaylos, "ki because of b'taymi le'atera," if he had a reason to be matred, amalu, he would tell them, "Techsu de kasherinu l'cha urva." They were amaratzim; they didn't really know the halacha, so he would tell them, "Yishenom, I'm giving you a heta, but really I'm being matir and oyrev." He knew that that's what they wanted to hear. So he said, "Oh, this thing is really a shver zach." It was posh. It was like an off in the Mishnah Berurah. But he said, "No, I'm telling you now, what I'm being matter now is really an oyre." He would make a big deal about it to show them that the Rabbanon do have the ability to do that. Because the time of the surah, and if he ever had a reason to be machmer on something, he would tell them, "Yeah, I'm going to be machmer now, but really this thing should be mutter." He would make a big deal to counter that inyan that they said about Maya Hanulei Rabban. Let's just come up for 1 second for breath, because again, this Gemara, this narrative, we can technically go now without hitting the brakes until the end of the daf. So just to come up for a second, what's happening here is we're discussing the apikoros and we're discussing the megal upanim b'Torah. And in our sugya, the apikoros and the megal upanim b'Torah are what we call me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. They're both people that on some level are mevazah tamid chachamim, they're mevazah the Torah. That's the nuance of the apikoros that we're focusing on. That's what the megal upanim b'Torah is. But the megal upanim b'Torah is not a hecher and madrega in a bad way than is the apikoros. The Megal Panim HaTorah is treating the Torah in a very, very frivolous manner, as opposed to the apikoros a little bit less so. Now, what is the exact definition of Megal Panim HaTorah versus apikoros? That's this huge schmooze over here, right? That's this big conversation. We had a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Chanin on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua Balevi on the other hand. To lishoinus of what the machloikis even is. Either they're arguing in the definition of the Megal Panim HaTorah, or they're arguing in the definition of the apikoros, where Rav and Rav Chanina both said that it's the Mevaza Talmud Chacham, who, again, depending on the two lishoinus, either the apikoros, that's the first lishna, the Megal Panim HaTorah, the second lishna. And Rabbi Yoich, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said it's the Mevaza Chaver Bifnei Talmud Chacham, who, again, it depends on which lishna you're going in. And the Gemara in the Shakla Vetarya and the Akuli Upshuri of the Sugya was forced to come up with different pshatim and what the apikoros might be. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef said, it's kagoin hani da amri maya hanulon rabbana. If somebody says maya hanulon rabbana lididu karu lididu tanu, he's already going to be considered someone that's an apikoros. Abaya said that someone that's sitting together with his Rebbe, and he refers to something that he learned once, and he said, this is what we said. I mean, this is what we said. You're the Talmud. This is what the Rebbe said. That's already considered an apikoros. Rava said that if somebody says, maya hanul rabbanon, not that they're not doing anything, but they don't have the ability, may oylam leisharulon urva, veleosrulon yoyna, even things like that would be considered already an apikoros. The Gemara now is going to continue and discuss even more in Yonim of what exactly is an apikoros. Rapapa said, you want to know the definition of an apikoros, the Omar, Hani Rabbanon. If somebody says those rabbis, right? Hani Rabbanon. Doesn't sound right. Those rabbis, that's already considered an apikoros. Rapapa, Ishtali, Rapapa once forgot, V'omran, he said, Kigoin Hani Rabbanon. He once said that. V'isa betanisa. After Rapapa did it, he sat betanisa, he fasted. So Rapapa said, you want to know what an apikoros is? Somebody that says Hani Rabbanon. And Rapapa said, you should know, I was once nichshol in this. This is classic. Rabbi Margolis, and Margolis Hayam says, Ulai. Says, I don't know. But maybe what Rapapa was referring to is the Gemara above Metzia, Dafayin Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Amalei Rapapa l'Rava. Rapapa told Rava, Chazi mar hani rabbanon. It's Halach in Ilchas Ribis. Look at those rabbis. The Yavi Zuzi Akarga de Inchi, Umeshabdi Butvei. He wasn't so happy with some business practice that they had. He says, I don't know if this is what Rapapa meant, but I have a Gemara in Shas, above Metzia, in Gimel Amid Beis, where Rav Papa uses this lashon of Hani Rabbanon. Says lashon is Ulai, right? It's in the Torah of Rav Reuven Margolis, like very insecure. Ulai, Rav Reuven Margolis usually is very definitive, but Ulai, he said, this is what Rav Papa was referring to. More definitions of an apikoros. Levi Bar Shmuel, Rav Huna Bar Chia, have become a sakti mitpachay sifri de beirav. So Levi Bar Shmuel and Rav Huna Bar Chia, they were once repairing the mantlech in the besmedrish of Rav Yehuda, right? So they were once being mesakni mitpachos of the Sfarim debay Rav Yehuda. Kimat Megillas Esther, when they came to Megillas Esther, I mean, they said, "How Megillas Esther loy boy mitpachas?" Right? So they turned to Rav Yehuda. He's the rabbi. He's the Rosh Hashiva, and they say, "Rosh Hashiva, Megillas Esther doesn't need a mitpachas, right?" Amalahus, Rav Yehuda told him, "Ki agav nami mechzki afkirusa. You should know what you just did is afkirusa. Milosh and apikoros. Why? What they do so bad? What they did so bad was is that." When you ask your Rebbe a shayla, you don't ask it as if you know the answer, right? You don't come up to your yeshiva, right? It's okay if I do X, Y, Z, right? It's not a big deal if I don't show up to say, no, you can't. You ask a shayla. It's not the way you speak to a yeshiva. It's a disrespectful way of talking to a Talmud Chacham. So Rebbe Yehuda said, Ki ay gavna, this is another definition of what it means. And not because of Nachman Amar. Nachman said, I have my own definition. Zakoyre Rabbi Vishmoy. If somebody calls his Rebbe by his name, he is going to be considered an apikoros. Why was Gechazi punished? Because he called his Rebbe Elisha by his name. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Vayoymer Gechazi Adoni Amelech Zoyso Isha v'zeh beno Ashehechi Elisha." So because he referred to him by his name, it's for that reason he was punished. So you see, you're not allowed to call your Rebbe by name. I saw in the Sefer Yam HaChochma from the great Goyen and the great Mekubal, Rabbi Chaya Morgenstern Shlita. So he has in his Sfarim, in Tofshin Ayin Tes, he has a Sefer on Perek Chelek. So in his Sefer on Perek Chelek, on this Gemara, he says something very geschmack. befrat, because of the fact that it's something we've spoken about many times over the years, and that is that we know that the Tanoim were mentioned in Shas in different ways, right? Most Tanoim were referred to as Rebbe. There were those that were referred to as Rabbon. But what was the Hechste Madreig of how a Tana could be referred to? Gadol mi Rabbon Ishmoy. That's why it's Shammai and Hillel, and it's Shammai and Avtalion, and that's why you have all the Nevi'im, right? The highest level that a person can come to is to be referred to only by his name. And the Makar is, it comes from the Igeres HaShniyah of Rav Shmir Goyen. Again, Rambam brings it in his Akdamot Perish HaMishnayis, something that we've spoken about so many times. So he said, if somebody goes to his Rebbe and he calls him by his name, he's giving him the biggest coven imaginable. Because what he's saying is, Gavami Rabban Shmoy, right? If Hillel's Talmud went over to his Rebbe and he called him Hillel, that's what he's supposed to call. That's what everybody calls him. Reb Hillel? It's disrespectful. That's Gadol Mirabban Shmoy. So Rabbi Shemaya said, Vaistois from Degne Moro, that even though it's true Gadol Mirabban Shmoy, but a Talmud has to call his Rebbe Rebbe. There's a different yachas that a Talmud has to have to his Rebbe versus everybody else. So it's true, everybody should say Gadol Mirabban Shmoy, because that's the Gres de Milo. But when it comes to a Talmud, and Mipnei Ma Nenash Gechasi, Mipnei Shekara L'Rabban Shmoy, Kara L'Rabban Shmoy, what do we refer to? We refer to Elisha as Elisha, all the Nevi'im on Nevi'im. So Gechasi can't call Elisha Elisha. He should say Reb Elisha Fakeret. It's denigrating. It's taking away Gadol Mirabban Shmoy. The Teretz Niz is a separate hanhoga that a Talmud has to have for his Rebbe. And when it comes to a Talmud and a Rebbe, then already there's no idea of Gadol Mirabban Shmoy. It's a nifla diga or it's mefurish here in this Gemara. Incidentally, as it relates to calling your Rebbe by his name, so we have a raid bite from the 13th Machzer, a more halachic raid bite. Ayin Shom. Zok Gemara. Yosef Rab Yirmi, Yirmi Yirmi Rab Zeiro. Rab Yirmi was once sitting in front of Rab Zeiro. Yosef Akamar, and he said the following. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohitzi Nachal Mibeis Kodshi HaKadoshim. In the end of days, right, Yemois HaMashiach, every now and again we come back to the base. That's really the topic of what's going on, right? So Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day is going to take a stream and have it emerge from the Kodshei Kadoshim. The Olav Kol Minei Megadim. And on this stream, meaning along the banks of the stream, there are going to be all the best tasting fruits. How do you know that? It's a pasuk. The Navi Yecheskel said, Shenemar v'ala nachal, on the stream, meaning along the lines of the stream, Yala al Sfamoy Mizeh Mizeh, on both sides, there'll be called Eitz Meichel. There's going to be all different fashid in a type of Eitz Meichel. Lo Yiboil Oleo. Its leaves will not wither. For Lo Yitayim Periyoi. And the Periyois are never going to cease to be produced. The Chadosh of Yevaker, in fact, the cycle of when these fruits are going to reproduce is going to be every single Chodesh. Ki Meimov Min HaMikdash Heimo Yoitzim. Because the water, this stream is coming from the Mikdash, not just the Mikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'hoya Pirloi L'Maichel, and its fruit is going to be for eat, for food, V'oleo L'Trufa, and its leaves, the plant, is going to be used for Inyanei Refuah. Either way, so the Gemara says that Rav Yirmiya was in the presence of Rav Zeir, and he said over this memra, Amaleihu Saba, so there was an elder Yid that was there, he said, Yiyasher, you're saying so geschmack, and by the way, you should know v'chinam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing that you said. So as soon as Rabbi Yirmiyah heard this, Omalei Rabbi Yirmiyah the Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyah turns to Rabbi Zeira, ki hai gavno mechse af gerusa? He says, tell me, is this person an apikairis? What he just did? Now, by the way, we know Ahu Saba, Tosfos Springs, at Yeshayimrim, in Shas, that it could be it's none other than Eliyahu HaNavli, Eliyahu HaTishbi. But either way, he said, is this a mechse af gerusa? Why? Because if a gadol says something, you don't tell the gadol, oh, by the way, he also said it. Right, that's also a little bit disrespectful, right? There's a little element of afkirusa in that. Oh, this thing that you said, Pliny said, who cares? Right, he said something chashiv, let him have his chashivas. Why are you taking that away? Rabbi Yirmiya ad kidei kach told Rabbi Zeir, I think it's so disrespectful for the Talmud Chacham for you to say he also said it, that it could be this is begeder apikiris. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Zeir told Rabbi Yirmiya, I hear. I think we're pushing it. Amalei, ho, hi, si yuye kom esayelach. No. Meaning, he's being messiah. He's supporting. Meaning, if he would undermine what you said, yeah, that's already a problem. But to say that somebody else said it, meaning there was a certain sensitivity that Amiram had even towards that, but you want to know if that's mechsi kafkirusa, that's not. Said Ela Ishmielach. However, if you want an example of someone who undermines what a Rebbe says, where he would be deemed an apikoris, hashmilach, I'll tell you what it is. Gehadi Yasser, Rabbi Yochanan ben Kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan was once darshani, and he said the following. This Gemara is famous, and Befrat, we had it in Daf Yomi not so long ago in Perek HaMeiches HaSvino, and all those dramatic Agadot Gemaras. Also, the Kadosh Baruch Hu love you, Avadim Tavis Margolius. This is going to be the day where Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the most precious stones and the most precious pearls. Shein Shloish Mal Shloish Amis, and they're going to be 30 Amis by 30 Amis. B'chayik Bem Esav Rum Esim, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to engrave inside these stones an entranceway, a shar, that's going to be 10 amas wide, it's going to be 20 amas tall. Umamidam the shar Yushalayim, and they're going to be by the shar Yushalayim. Shem, as the pasuk says, Visamti, I'm going to place kadchoid shimshoy sayach, your windows out of katkoid. Gemara Bava Basra talks about what katkoid is. Usharayich la'avnei ektach. And as it relates to the sharim, that's what we need. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to engrave them at a stone, but not just stone, precious stones. Mamish, diamonds, pearls. That's where it's going to come from. Either way, so Rabbi Yochanan is saying over that one day there's going to be these massive diamonds, and Hashem is going to make out of these diamonds the sharim. It's ligleg olav oisei Talmud. There was a Talmud that was there, and he was ligleg olav. He started laughing at him. Omar, he said as follows, I've never seen a diamond the size of an egg of a small dove. Where are you going to ever find this diamond? Sometime later, this Talmud was on a ship, and he was in the depths of the sea. All of a sudden, Hashem opened his eyes, and he saw Malachi Asharis, the Kamenasri Avonim Tovu Margolius. He saw that they were sawing. They were literally making Avonim Tovus Umargolius. Amalusi told him, Hani Laman, who are these four? Amri. So they told him, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahami B'Shar Yushalayim. Oh, these stones, we're preparing them. One day they're going to be by the Shar Yushalayim. So he held them, and this Talmud came back to Beis Medrash. Ashkechelu Rabbi Yochanan, the Yosef HaKadosh. He saw the Rabbi Yochanan was sitting, and he was saying over the shir again. Amalusi told him, Rabbi Droish. Right? The first time he laughed when Rabbi Yochanan said this. But this time he said, Rabbi Darshan, Ulchana Lidrosh. It's very good for you to say over this drasha. Because Geshem Shah Mart, exactly what you said, Kachra Isi, I saw. Meaning, it's real. Amal Lois, Rabbi Yochanan told him, Reka, you empty person. Emloiro Isa Loiha Manta. Had you not seen it with your own eyes, you wouldn't have believed it. Melagle Galdivre Chachom Emato. You're somebody who mocks the words of the sages, right? You're a Melagle Galdivre Chachom. Yo Be'ene, he looked at him. Vasoi Galshat Samois. And he turned him literally into a heap of bones. And that's what happened to this Talmud. So said Rabbi Zeir to Rabbi Yirmiya, this Talmud, who was literally Melagleg on what Rabbi Yochanan had said, he's somebody that is considered an apikoiris. I mean, you want to know when somebody who comments on a shir, someone comments on something that he hears from his rebbe, it's considered afkirusa. It's not when he says v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. Again, it sounds like there was some sensitivity towards that as well, but that doesn't deem you an apikoiris. Doesn't give you that infamous label. This person who was literally malig al divrei chachamim, this person actually became an apikoiris. By the way, this lashon of being malig al divrei chachamim, Ryan Yov be'ene v'asoy galsho atzomis. The Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin, where the Gemara talks about Unkla Sager. He was debating if he should be Megayer, he shouldn't be Megayer, and through Maisa Ovi Yadoini, he brought different people that had once lived back, and he asked them Shailas, like, what's with the Jews on the other side? And he asked Bilam, and one of the people that he asked was Oisai HaIsh, right? Yeshaya Noitzri. And he had a conversation with Yeshaya Noitzri, and then afterwards he told him, he says, tell me, what's your Olam Haba like in the next world? So he told him, he's Nidoim B'Tzoyeroi Sachas, right? Every single day they put him in Tzoyeroi Sachas. And the Gemara says, you want to know, Da'om Amar, Kalamal Galdivrei Chachomim Nidoim B'Tzoyeroi Sachas. That if somebody mocks the words of the sages, if somebody is Mal Galdivrei Chachomim, his punishment is that he's nidoin b'tzoyer roisachas. Yeshe ha-noitzri's oynish was that he was nidoin b'tzoyer roisachas. There's some that say from here that you see how bad it is to be melagli galdivrei chachamim. Because Yeshe ha-noitzri was a meses umadiach, the censored Gemara, Sanhedrin mem gimel, right? We know that. But yet, what is his din? He's nidoin b'what? He's nidoin b'tzoyer roisachas. As if to say, the komle b'derabamine of Yeshe ha-noitzri is not even that he was meses umadiach. It's the fact that he was malig al divrei chachamim. Now the two were intertwined, but that's the punchline. The doglish is not so much what he caused Yidden to do. The doglish is that he's malig al divrei chachamim. That's one mahalach in how you understand this gemara, right? Because it's a pella. His punishment is being malig al divrei chachamim. The other mahalach is Rabbi Chilmi Paris, and he said this in his famous debate. His argument Kiyodua was that the Yeshe HaNoitzri of Talmud Bavli is not the Yeshe HaNoitzri of the Noitzrim, and this was one of his rayas. He says, because the Gemara says that Yeshe HaNoitzri of Talmud Bavli was treated like a Malag al Divrei Chachamim. He said, if the Yeshe HaNoitzri is your Yeshe HaNoitzri, then we're treating him like a Malag al Divrei Chachamim. That's not the worst thing that he did. So some say, okay, you see, from here, the worst thing to do is to be a Malag al Divrei Chachamim. Reb Chilmon Paris said, no, I think that doesn't make sense. Must be this Yeshe HaNoitzri is not Yeshe HaNoitzri of Advarim Atikin. We spoke about it so many times in Masechta Sanhedrin. This is like we say, Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. Either way, Zok Tegemar Vaitas. So again, we're in the middle of something, right? We're digressing from our digression. It's impossible to keep the paper trail here. But I think we're in the middle of where Rabbi Yochanan was sitting and he was telling his Talmidim, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Havi Avonim Toivim Sumargolias. They're going to be 30 by 30. V'chaykik Bohem Esne Berum Esrim. And then there's going to be an entranceway that's going to be carved out. That's going to be Eser wide, 10 Amis wide. Berum Esrim, and the height is going to be 20 Amis. The Talmud was Malagleg, then he saw it. Malag Adir V'chachamim. He turned into a Gal Shel Atzamis. By the way, as it relates to Gal Shel Atzamis, we have a raid bite from Amoiches HaSvina, where we said over from the Hilgich Samsoif and Parshas Vayishlach, the pnimius of what it means that a tzaddik looks at someone and he turns him into a Gal Shel Atzamis. Rav Pasha, you learn that by looking, you're putting something on the person, right? That's Pasha, how you learn. That a tzaddik has a koyach with his re'iyah to impose something on who or what it is that he's looking at. But the Hilgich Samsoif, quoting Teirus that he heard from his Rebbe, the Afla, said it's actually just the opposite. That what the tzaddik would do is he would remove the nitzitz of kedusha that the Rasha had, and when you take the nitzitz of kedusha out of the tumah, then the klippa completely disintegrates. Mamash Adover Niflitz, a Teirus Moshe in Parshas Vayishlach, it's a related raid bite in this Gemara right here. Either way, so it comes out from Rabbi Yochanan on one prat, and that is that in the end of days, the Shire of Yerushalayim is going to be 10 amos wide by 20 amos tall. Is that true? Meisvei, I'll ask you, Akasha. The pasuk says, Va'oilech Eschem Koim Mimios. You know what that means? Rameh said, Masayim Amo. It means that one day, the height of people is going to be 200 amos. How do we know that? Because the word koimemius means kishtei koimoy shal adam arishin, twice the height of adam arishin. Adam arishin is 100 amos, koimemius is 200 amos. Rabbi Yehuda said meya amos. No, the height of people is going to be not 200 amos, it's going to be 100 amos. Keneged heichal v'koisalav. And it corresponds to the heichal and its walls. Remember, the pasuk says, "Asher bonenu kinetiim migudolim binu ureim." Our sons are going to be like netiim, right? What are netiim? Netiim are things that you plant that are very, very young. Migudolim binu ureim, that were nurtured from the time that they were very, very young. That's our sons. What we need is the next part, our daughters. Binoisenu, our daughters are going to be kizavios, like corners, but cornerstones. Michutavos, that will be engraved Tavnis Heichel, in the form of the Heichel. Now, the wall of the Heichel was 100 amas, the length of the wall of the Heichel. So if the daughters are going to be like the walls of the Heichel, that means their height, that's how we're understanding it, Ein Rashi, their height is going to be the equivalent of the length of the walls of the Heichel. So you see, people are going to be 100 amas tall. What's the kasha? If people are 100 amas, 200 amas, how are you getting through an entranceway that's only 10 by 20, right? You're going to have to crawl in. It's going to be impossible. So the Gemara says, you have to say, you come Rabbi Yochanan, the Kavi the Basic. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't actually talking about the entranceways that you're going to walk through, right? Somebody means, it doesn't mean Shayafel Sharshchem, right? That's going to have to be much taller. What he's referring to is like these windows that were there for ventilation. Those windows are going to be 10 by 20, but Enochinami, the actual Sha'arim, are going to have to be much bigger. So going back, again, we're part of our digression. So referring to this Nachal that Yecheskel saw, that's emerging from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's going to be fruit that are going to be regenerating every month, and there's going to be aleu that are going to be latrufa. What does it mean, latrufa? So literally, trufa means miloshin refua, right? It's not the loshin refua, but that's what it means. It means healing. So what exactly is this healing? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi v'Ravchis, Achadama once said, the Hatapeshal Milo, that if somebody's going to eat this thing, these leaves, so what it's going to do is it's going to give him the ability to talk. Meaning, if someone's an elaim, he's a mute. He doesn't have the ability to communicate. This will give him the ability to communicate. Chadama, the other one said, it's lahat peshal mata, that it's going to help the akaros. So if there's a woman that's an akara, Rani akara, lo yolada, right? She's going to have a schus. By eating this, she'll be able to have children. Chizkiya Amar, Chizkiya said, lahat peh umin, bar kapara, bar kapara said, lahat peh akaros. Rabbi Yochan said, letufa mamish. No, that's not what it means, right? These Amirom, we're all saying it's something very, very specific. He's saying it's not so specific. It's letufa mamish. It's going to be a real major source of refuah. Says the Gemara, my letufa. What is the word letrufa? So Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, right? It doesn't say refu, it says trufa. So what is the word trufa? He said letayr panim shabali apeh. There's another element over here, and trufa is nutrikun. It's an acronym for toyar panim shabali apeh. The bali apeh, the tamid chachamim, they talk a lot, right? In learning shteitzach, and toyar panim means it's going to give their face a little bit of a shine. In fact, the Gemara says Doresh Rav Yehuda bar Simon chalamashkel panim al divrei toyar ben lamazeh. If somebody makes his face black because of Torah, by the Mazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavik Zivav L'Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make him shine in the next world. Remember, the Pasuk says, Mareo Kilavonai. His appearance is going to be like, literally, Kilavonai means like Lebanon. Bachur Karazim. Bachur Miloshin chosen. It's going to be beautiful, gewaldig, like the cedars. If somebody stars himself because of Torah, he's a paspa melech toichal, etc., etc. And the reason that he does it is because of Torah. So if somebody does that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspil leilam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to satiate him in leilam haba. Shneimer, the pasuk says, Yirviyun mideshen beisecha v'nachal adonecha sashne. That person will be satiated. Mideshen beisecha v'nachal adonecha sashne. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him to drink in the next world. Ki asr Avdimi Yomar, where Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said the following. That was a close call. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu litein l'chol tzadik v'tzadik v'loy umsa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end of days is going to give every single tzadik m'loy umsa, like a palm full of toiv. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Baruch Hashem, yoim yoim yamas lanu, akel Yeshua seinu sela. Now, literally, yamas lanu means, in English, he burdens us. Right? Baruch Hashem, every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu burdens us. But akel Yeshua seinu sela, David is going to save us as well. But said Rav Dimi that in Eretz Yisrael they say as follows, that the Loshin Yamis is Miloshin Meloy Umsoy. Umsoy means like a handful, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every single tzaddik a handful of toiv in the next world. So when Rav Dimi said this, Abaya told him, how could you say that? How could you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every tzaddik a handful? The pasuk says, Mimodad b'sha'oloi mayin, who measured the waters? B'sha'olei, sha'olei means umsoi, with the hollow of his hand, the palm of his hand. V'shamayim bazeres tikein. And who is able to measure the entire heavens, right? Bereshis bar l'kimei sashamayim, with his zeres. So what does the zeres mean? So Rashi says the zeres is the distance between your thumb and your little finger. So this is your zeres, right? This is the entire shamayim. So what's the kasha? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is so big that the zeres of his hand is something with which he was able to literally be mesakein the entire shamayim, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand itself is bigger than the entire world, right? If it's the shamayim bazeres tikein, that means that the entire hand is bigger than the entire shamayim. It's bigger than the entire world. So how could the Eibush to give us Meloy Umsa? It doesn't make any sense. You're living in this world, and Hashem in this world is going to give you something that's bigger than the entire world. How could you have something bigger than the world in the world itself? So this was the kasha that Abaya asked Rav Dimi. So again, Rav Dimi comes and he's fakoifing this beautiful Dvar HaGadol. Also, that Kodesh Baruch Hu litein l'chol tzadik v'tzadik m'loy umsoy. And he has a raya from a pasuk. Baruch Hashem yom yom yamas lanu. I'm like, Abaya said, doesn't make any sense. How does it stem with another pasuk? The pasuk in Yeshaya. Mimodad b'sholoi mayim v'shemayim bazeres tikein. Amar, so Rav Dimi told Abaya, my time lo shchichas b'agadata. Why were you not? Why don't you know this following HaGadata Gemara? I'm reading the matter of they say in Eretz Yisrael. Mishmei the Rava Bar Mori, in the name of Rava Bar Mori. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leading the Chol Tzadik, Tzadik Shloish Meis Vasa Lomt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day is going to give Shayoi Lomais to every single Tzadik. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lahanchol Oya Ve'yesh, Va'itzrei Seyem Amale. Yesh, big Gematria, Talas Meis Vasa Rehavit. This is one of the Gematrias in Shas. Yesh, this is the Gematria 310. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is, we're going to have Shayoi Lomais. You can have Shayoi Lomais, it's going to be possible. If you're only in one world, so how could you have all this Toiva in a world? The Toiv is bigger than the world. Herod says you have 310 worlds. So some Toiv will be in this world, some will be in that world. It's going to be diversified over this portfolio of worlds. Oh, then already it's going to be possible for a person to have all this Toiv. Tanya, more on this not. Rameyo said, the Midah she'adon moidein moided in life. Right, Kadosh Baruch always says Midah connected in Midah. The Pasuk says, Besasa b'shachat rivena. Besasa means with a precise measure, right? When a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends her away, Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes, it's always Besasa. How could you say everything is always Midah keneged Midah? Right? Let's think about it. A person gives a handful of something, food, money, to an Ani. Kadosh Baruch Hu so you're going to tell me the Olam Abba, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him back to the Olam Abba. Fuck, see if the Pasuk says, Shomayim Bazeres Tikein. Right? So Va'ati Yemekein, so Rameyah responded to Rabbi Yeshua and he told him, you hold not that way, right? Va'ata iyoimer kein, eze midah toiva. You tell me, what is more? Meaning, eze midah meruva. Midas toiva, meruva, or midas peronius? Heavy yoimer, of course, everybody knows. Midah toiva, meruva, midas peronius, right? Midah toiva is for sure meruva, midas peronius. Now, but midah toiva, except by midah toiva, it says, va'itzav shchokim imo, avodasu shemayim pasach, va'yamter aleim mon lecha, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sent them on, he opened up the heavens. Ubemida Peronius Noimer, when it comes to Midas Peronius, it says, Varubay Sashemayim Niftachu. Hashem opened up the heavens. But there's a difference. By the Midah Toiva, by the Mon, it says, Vidal Sashemayim Pasach. Hashem opened the door. When it comes to Midas Peronius, when it comes to the Mabel, right, that's the Pasach, Varubay Sashemayim Niftachu, it says that the windows were open. So what do you see from there? Midah Toiva is Meruba by Midas Peronius. Now, the Midas Peronius Ksiv, it says by Midas Peronius, you're going to go out and you're going to see all the corpses of the people that sinned against me. Ki soilatam loisamas, the worms that are going to be eating at their bodies are not going to die. The isham, and their fire loisichba will never extinguish. Vahoyu deiroim lechobasar, and they are going to be punished in this terrible, terrible way. Now, if in Midas Peronius, this is the Oynish, let me ask. If somebody today would put his fire in his finger in a fire, what would happen? He would burn. Yet, what do you see from this pasuk? That La'asad Lavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it, that it's going to be V'isham Le'sichba, that people are going to burn forever and ever. I mean, not forever, there's going to be a Mishpat Rishon, but for an extended period of time. How's it possible? How's it possible? El, it must be that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do is he's going to give the Rishon Koyach for this to be able to happen. It's going to happen supernaturally. Oh, you want to know how Hashem is going to make it that in this world you're going to be able to have Toiva that's even bigger than the world? I don't know. How are the Rishon not going to burn? How is it possible the Isham Le'sichba? How is it possible Kisaylatim Le'samos? And if it can happen there, which is Midas Peronius, certainly by Midas Toiva, because Midas Toiva we know is bigger than Midas Peronius, right? Inside. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Koyach to the Rishon to be Makabal the Peronius, Kach Noisin a Kadosh Baruch Hu Koyach B'Tzadikim, so too a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Koyach to the Tzadikim Makabal Toivasam for them to be able to Makabal their Toiv, and we are going to stop here and exhale. So just two ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. The first ha'ara is, so the beginning of the daf, and really the whole daf, just before all the digressions, discussed the elu she'en lem chelek l'olam haba, and really specifically the apikiris and the Megal upon Matayr. And this was behemshech to the end of yesterday's daf, where we were discussing the Dvar Hashem Baza, where the Pasuk says, Hikaris tikaris, Hikaris ba'olam hazeh, tikaris la'olam haba. Right, that's how we got into this. The Pasuk says, regarding the Megadeth, Dvar Hashem Baza, Hikaris tikaris, Hikaris ba'olam hazeh, tikaris la'olam haba. That's how we know that a person that's a Dvar Hashem Baza, a Megadeth, is in loy chelik loy l'mahaba. Pasha, you would think it's only the Megadeth, but Chazal took this idea of Dvar Hashem Baza and expounded on it and added layers to it. And anyone that falls into this infamous bucket of Dvar Hashem Baza is going to be included in someone that's in lohem chelik loy l'mahaba. Now, we spoke already, Baruch Hashem, a lot about the inyan of Olam Haba. Right, the three raid bites, that trilogy that we did with regards to the Shitas HaRambam and the Shitas HaRamban. And one of the things that we saw very, very clearly in the Rambam Shita is that when the Rambam talks about Olam Haba, he talks about Kares. Because really understanding Kares goes to the core of understanding Olam Haba. Right? Let's just chazer over L'shoyne Azov Shal HaRambam in Perek Ches Haloch Aleph in Hilchas Tshuva. HaToyva Atzvuna L'Tzadikim Hichaya Olam Haba. Right? The ultimate reward that's hidden away tucked away for the tzaddikim is olam haba. V'hem achayim she'ini mahem maves v'atoyv she'ini mara. Hu shekasa v'atoyr l'man yitav lach v'arach to yomim. P'yashmu olam du, l'man yitav lach l'olam shekul haitoyv v'arach to yomim l'olam shekul haiyaruch v'zehu olam haba. S'chara tzaddikim u'che yizku l'noyam zeh. V'yir v'toyv v'zehu. Then the Rambam pivots and he says, u'piroyim ha'rishayim. The punishment that the Rishayim are going to get is she'lo yizku l'chayim elu. They will not merit this chayim. El yichrisu, they're going to be cut off. V'yamusu, and they're going to die. V'chol mi she'eno yizoych l'chayim elu. Any person that doesn't merit this life, who hames, he is the dead person, she'en chayeh ola'olam, who didn't live forever, el nichras, he was cut off, berishnoi, because of his averos, v'ovet kebehema, and he was lost from the world, mamash like a behema, v'zehu ha'kores ha'kosab ha'toyra, and this is the kores that the Torah refers to, shenemer, as it says, he kores ha'nefesh ha'hi ha'voyna ba, mipi ha'shmu ha'lamdu, he kores ba'olam hazeh, ti kores la'olam ha'ba, keloima, she'oysu ha'nefesh, she'pir shem in So the Rambam says, you want to know what chorus is? What's the definition of chorus? The definition of chorus is that this person will be cut off from Olam Hazeh. Now, to be fair and be clear, chorus also means that the person will die prematurely. That's often a Gemara's. But the Rambam's Hilchas Tshuva is focusing on Olam Hazeh. So, Ashinogeya, L'inyoni Shal Rambam here in Hilchas Tshuva, there's an idea of kares, which means the kares ma'olam haba, that somebody that doesn't have erif, which is chayiv kares, really what it means is that this person is not only going to lose out his olam haza, but he's going to lose out his olam haba as well. The truth is, the Rambam says this in other places as well. I'm going to mention one other, and that's in his Pirush HaMishnayos in Masechta Sanhedrin, not Perek Chelek, ironically, but this is actually in Perek HaNesrofim. So the Rambam in Perek HaNesrofim, in his Pirush HaMishnayos, is in the end of Perek Tes. So he's going through all the different types of misois, bezdin, and different misois that you find. So the Rambam says like this. He says that you find misa bidei shamayim, and you find karas. So Dr. Rambam, v'zua misa bidei shamayim hu pachas min ha-karas. You should know that misa bidei shamayim is less than karas. Lafi, shamechuy of karas, someone that's chay of karas, yishoyer ha-oynush olav achar ha-misa. His punishment is going to remain with him even after he dies. K'moy she-nevayr b'perek sh'achaze. Like we're going to explain in the next perek. U'mechuy of misa, but someone that's mechuy of misa bidei shamayim, k'shemes when he dies, nischaper loy, he's going to be forgiven. So says the Rambam, misa bidei shamayim and karas are often interchanged, but it's a terrible mistake. They're not the same thing. In fact, they're fundamentally different. How different? One, the oynish continues after the person dies, and the other, it doesn't. Misa b'dei shemayim, a person dies, it's all over. When it comes to karis, the person will have the oynish ba'olam hazeh, and he's going to have the punishment la'olam haba as well. And this is the Rambam l'shitasa in Perek Chesel Cheshuva u'bishar mekoymes as well, that the taich of karis means not only that he dies prematurely, but also that he gets cut off from the chayei hanetzach. Right? Someone that's not zoyche ta'olam haba, he's someone that's considered to have been cut off. Stating that, the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah and Parashas Achrimos. By the way, this raid bite is what we call foundational raid, because how often does the concept of chorus come up and it's something that's grossly misunderstood? The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah and Parashas Achrimos, and also as you would expect, it's very much in his Sharag Mul as well, says that really, if you look in the Psukei HaTorah, whenever the Torah talks about chorus, says the Ramban, I was able to figure out that there's three different ways that it's presented. And the three different ways that it's presented represents three dinim, not two dinim, three dinim in karas. He says, sometimes you find that the Torah will say, v'nichras ho'ish ha'hu. I've also found, v'nichras ha'nefesh ha'hi. And oh, by the way, I've also found, hi kores ha'nefesh ha'hi avoy naba. So I found v'nichras ho'ish, I found v'nichras ha'nefesh, and then I found the double lashon. I found that sometimes what it is it's hikaris tikaris. And the Ramban goes on, barichos, and he explains what these three things are. I mean, the short version is, says the Ramban, that if you have a person that was over a chayve krisos, but he's roiv schuyos, meaning he's roiv schuyos. It just so happens that he was over a chayve krisos. So says the Ramban, a person person like that is going to be chayiv karis, which means that he is going to die prematurely, but at the same time, it's not going to affect his olam haba. He's roiv schuyas. So just because he was over the chayiv krisus doesn't necessarily mean that this person needs to lose out in his olam haba. Says the Ramban, what will be if you have a person who, in addition to being over a chayve krisnos, he's also avoynoisav merubim mischuyoisav. He's also a person that he's roiv avoynois. So he says, that person, oynosh hakorish avera chamura, then magil lenefesh achoytas. Then it's going to affect his nefesh, and he's going to be cut off from the oylam ha'emes. Now, this person will not necessarily be cut off from Olam Hazeh. His whole chorus is going to be from the Olam Ha'emes. But says the Ramban, then there's a third category. V'yesh chorus chomor. There's a chorus that's even more chomor. She'nichras gufay v'nafshay. Where Sayyid's guf and Sayyid's nefesh is going to be cut off. What is that? That's the pasuk that says, Kidvar Hashem boza, ves mitzvasoy hefer, he chorus ti chorus. He chorus b'Olam Hazeh, ti chorus v'Olam Haba. That person, number one, is going to have the chorus of Olam Hazeh, and number two, he's going to have the chorus of Olam Haba. So if you go through the Ramban says not all choruses were created equally, right? They're not all the same. This chorus of Olam Hazeh, that's the person that was over Chayvei Krisus that Roiv Schuyos. This, the chorus of Olam Haba, that's the person that was over Chayvei Krisus who's Roiv Avoinos. And then there's the Hikaris, the chorus guy. He is the Hikaris by Olam Hazeh, the chorus of Olam Haba, but that's not every chorus. Right, go through Parshas Achri, Mois, and Kedoshim. We have all the Chayvei Krisus. Doesn't mention a word of Hikaris, the chorus. It says it in Parshas Shlach regarding the Megadev. That person, Dvar Hashem Bozo, he is Ikaris, Ikaris. That person is Ikaris by Olam Hazeh. That person is also Ikaris by Olam Haba. And it's because that person did such a terrible aveira that number one, he gets the double punishment. But more precisely, even if he's Reiv Schuyos, it doesn't matter. Because that person did such a terrible aveira, so that aveira is an aveira that makes you lose your Olam Haba, and that's why he ends up being someone that's going to be Ikaris, Ikaris. If you go through the Rambans, well, the Ramban had a raya to his inyan that there are different types of choruses and that not every person that's chayiv chorus is going to lose his olam haba. What's his raya? It's the most obvious raya. His raya is because the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba, ve'elu she'en lam chelek l'olam haba. And you know what the Mishnah doesn't say? Any person that's chayiv chorus. Right, there's Lamed Vav Chayvei Krisus. That's the first Mishnah in Masechtas Krisus. There's 36 averes for which a person can be chayiv chorus. So, what happened to all the Lamed Vav Krisus? How can we even mention those? The Teretz is because not every person that does an Avera doesn't necessarily mean he's, right, the list of Elu Sheilam Chaylik Olam Haba means you do this Avera, you can lose your Olam Haba. It's not true for all Chayvei Krisus. It's only true for Category 3. Hikares Tikares, Dvar Hashem Boza. And that's why the Gemara is trying to figure out who's the Dvar Hashem Boza, who's going to be included, because it's only those people that are going to lose out their entire Olam Haba. And the emes is, at first glance, the Rambam's a Pella. Because the Rambam doesn't sound like the Ramban. Right? Hafochba vafochba. The Rambam sounds like any person that's chayiv koros loses his olam haba. It certainly sounds that way in the beginning of Perek Ches and Ilchas Shuvah. And if you look at the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos in Perek Tes, where the Rambam was talking about the difference between Misa B'dei Shemayim and Karis, he said, this is the difference. What do you mean, this is the difference? It's only true for certain Chayvei Krisus. Not all Chayvei Krisus do you lose your Olam Haba. It's Mevur L'Chayr in the Rambam that the Rambam holds all Chayvei Krisus lose their Olam Haba. Right, this is a very fundamental difference in the world of the Rambam and the world of the Ramban. According to the Ramban, just because someone's over Chayvei Krisus doesn't mean Tikaris Olam Haba. The Rambam's steam is halosh and sounds that way. The problem is that the Rambam in Parak Gimel Hilchas Shuvah, when the Rambam talks about all the people that have no Chayluk in Olam Haba, he says 24 people, right? And he was chayzim mishnas in his mind with chayzim amesim. So whenever the Rambam talks about the elu sheinam chayluk olam haba, he doesn't mention the chayvei krisus. Yet the Rambam says, you want to know the definition of karis? The definition of karis is that what? Any person, you're gonna lose your olam haba. L'chayrut is stiras Rambam, and it's a very fundamental stiras Rambam. I don't know the mahalach, not sure, but just putting it out there as a shayla. Not something that's geschmack to think about, but the bottom line is a little bit of a steer to Rambam, because the Rambam seems to not go like the Ramban. The Rambam doesn't talk about different types of karis. The Rambam seems to shtel avek that karis means you lose your olam haba. Well, if that's the case, ve'elu she'elam chelik olam haba should be all the chayvei krisus. The Mishnah doesn't mention it. Now we know ton of a shayer, okay? But even the Rambam, when he had his longer list, the Rambam mentions 24. He was very, very much into spreading his longer list. He didn't mention all the Chayvei Krisus. So the Chayre, at first glance, if every person that chayev karis, it means is, it loses his olam haba. That is the definition of karis. Then how come on the list of elu she'en lem chelik olam haba we don't have all the chayve krisos l'chayre tzorich in gadol das harambam? That's the first star. But to be messiah b'chitoyf, not gonna end with this. And to be messiah with a dover nifla doesn't cease to amaze me from a goyin Rabbi Rufi Margolis that I stumbled upon, and that is as follows. A little bit of Akdom. The Gemara said that Rav Dimi comes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he says over to the Bnei Yeshiva, "Aser Hakadosh Baruch Hu liten l'chol tzadik v'tzadik meloy umsay." Then the end of days, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a handful, a palm full of toiv to every single tzadik. So Abaye heard what Rav Dimi said, and Abaye said, "V'chiev shaloi merkein, come again, Rav Dimi. It's not possible." The Navi said, "Mimodat b'shalei mayim v'shamayim bazeres tikein." The entire heavens is smaller than the palm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how's it possible that every single tzaddik is going to get Meloy Umsoy? Right, the tzaddik lives in this world. So how's it possible that in this world you're going to get Toiv that's bigger than the entire world? The physics just don't add up. So Rav Dimi responded to Abaye, and he told him, Abaye, my time Meloy Shchichas Bagadato. How come you're not familiar with the following Dvar HaGod? The Amri b'Marav Mishmei, the Rabbah b'Amori. Because in Eretz Yisrael they say over the name of Rabbah b'Amori. Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu liten l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shloi shmei ois v'asar oylomos. Everybody knows this Chazal. Then in the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every single tzadik shai oylomos. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Lahanchol oyave yesh v'oitzroi seyem amale. Yesh is b'gematria 310. And that's the answer to your question. You're right, if the tzadik is living in one world, so it's not going to add up. But the tzadik is going to have 310 worlds. And the toiv that he's going to get, which is Meloy Umsay Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be diversified amongst this portfolio of worlds. And you want to know how it's going to be possible? That's how it's going to be possible. So once upon a time, we spoke out a Ha'ara Nifla for Rabbi Reuven Margolis. And this is, amazingly, he doesn't bring it here in Margolis, so yeah. But this is in his Sefer Sharei Zoyar on Mesechtes Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So everybody knows that the Gemara says that for years the Talmidim of Shammai and the Talmidim of Hillel, they argued amongst themselves whether Halacha Kimoyseinu or Halacha Kimoyseinu, right? So in addition to the fact that they argued about so many different things in Halacha, they had this general machlokes. Halacha Kimoyseinu, Halacha Kimoyseinu. We've spoken out from the Gedolei Achronim many times over the years that what was that extra machlokes? Meaning they're arguing, what's the din of a Beis and all the Beyontif? They're arguing, what's the Halacha of a Tzara Serva? No, there was another more fundamental machlokes. Meaning we know that we don't see eye to eye on anything, but you should know we're right, they hold your right. So the Gedolei Achronim, different places say that the machlokes was that the understanding was you have to go Basir Roy. But they were arguing who is the Roy. Hillel was the Roy Akamos, Shammai, they were Mechadet Itfei, they were the Roy Echos, and there was this machlokes of quality versus quantity. But either way, this machlokes got to such a point that a Baskel had to come and resolve it. And Yatzos a Baskel v'omre elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim v'halacha So Rav Reuven Margolis on that Gemara in Irvin Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and this is in his Sefer Sharei Zoyar, right, where he cross references Nigla Nistar. So in that Sefer he brings the Shem the Chida that the Chida said in Pesach Inayim that the Mishnah says Kol Machloikis Shehi L'Shem Shemayim Soifel L'Skayim. V'chom machloikis she'eino l'shem shemayim is not soifel l'skayim. What's an example of a machloikis as l'shem shemayim? It's the machloikis of Hillel v'shamayim. So the Chidah said, what does it mean soifel l'skayim? It's a little bit of a funny lashon. So he said that it's yodua that the Arizal said that even though the Baskel came out and said halacha kibes Hillel, but la'asid lavoi, the halacha is going to kibes shamayim. In fact, elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim v'halacha kibes Hillel. But really, la'asid lavoi, the halacha is going to be like kibes shamayim. So said the Chidah, that's what the Mishnah said. Kol machloikis shehi l'shem shamayim is soifel l'hiskayim. If the machloikis is l'shem shamayim, like Hillel and Shammai, both shitos are going to have a kiyum. The machloikis Hillel and Shammai is soifel l'hiskayim. This Hillel and the Shammai. Hillel's in this world and Shammai's in the next world. And that's the oimik of kol machloikis shehi l'shem shamayim soifel l'hiskayim. So Rav Reuven Margolis said, al derech zeh, I want to tell you a ha'or nifla that I had. He said, I counted all the machloikis in between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and the Mishnayos. I went through every single one. And you know how many machloikas in there are? 316. So I counted. There are 316 machloikas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Everyone knows that Tosfos says in Sukkah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that although the Baskel said, But there are six times, he brings it from Amram Goyim, there are six times where the halacha is like Bishamah, which means that as it relates to the 316 machloikis in between Bishamah and Bishilo, 310 of them we paskin like Bishilo. But those 310 times that we paskin like Bishilo is only Ba'il Mazed that result was Megalatos. Oh, Ben Oilam Abba, the halacha is going to be like Bishamah. So he said, Yesh Loim Al Pidarko Shal Achidah, that's what the Chazal is telling us. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel Lechol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shayoy Lomois. Every Tzadik V'Tzadik, what's Tzadik V'Tzadik? It's a funny Lashon. The Tzadik V'Tzadik is Shammai and Hillel. That each one of them is going to be Zoycha Talacha Kemois and Shayoy Lomois. Hillel gets it in this world, and Shammai gets it in the next world. Oh, but that's the Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel Lechol Tzadik V'Tzadik Taika 310, because those are the 310 times where the Tzaddik Hillel gets it in this world, and the Tzaddik Shammai is going to get it in the next world. Dover Nifla, very much Beruyin Advarim Misham. But this we said already, right? This is Chazara. The Ein Beis Medrash Beloi Chiddush. And that is as follows. Rav Reuven Margolis, in the end of Mesechtes Uktzen, he has a little drush. It's a hadron on Shas, I guess. It's a drush for a hadron. It's the end of Mesechtes Uktzen. Now, how does Masechtas Uktzen end? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Asad Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahanchel lechol tzadik v'tzadik shloish meis v'asara elomish and emer lahanchel oyav yesh v'itzoyseim emar." And the truth is, the reason this Chazal is so famous is not because everybody knows Sanhedrin Daf Kof, right? I don't think that's why this is so famous. It's famous because we've all been to a siyum at Shishi Sidrei Mishnah, and it's a Mishnah. That's why this Chazal became so famous. But either way, it's a Mishnah in the end of Masechtas Uktzen, and on that Mishnah, Rabbi Reuven Margolis had a drasha, and he starts as a drasha by saying, take a look at Shaila Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, Yoyredeya, Madura Tinyana, Simin Kuf Samach Al. So this is Baruch Hashem, the second Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda we had the schus to speak at here in Perek Chelek, right? When learning deep Agadata. But either way, so the Noida B'Yehuda in the Tshuva, and by the way, it's a very, very famous Tshuva. This is the Tshuva where he talks about the Indian of learning Divrei Agada and Esther and Dvarim Atikim. But either way, the Shoyal in that Tshuva was Rabbi Shaya Pick. And Rabbi Shaya Pick asked the Noida B'Yehuda a fire kasha. He said, take a look at the Gemara in Perek Chelek, Daf Kuf Amid Aleph. Right, the Gemara said, Rav Dimi came back and he said, Asana Kadosh Baruch Hu Litin L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Loi Umsoi. Abaya said it can't be. So what did he tell him back? My time of the why don't you know the following Agadata? The Amri b'Marava Mishmei the Rava Bar Mori. And it's all they say over the name of Rava Bar Mori. Asana Kadosh Baruch Hu Litin L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shnayoy Lomois. Shenemel Han Chaloya Ve'yeh, Vaitu Tzayim Amal. So Rav Shai Pick asked the Noida B'Yehuda, why was Rav Dimi, Tainik Zechan Abaya, you don't know that Gadata that Rava Bar Mori said? It's not a Dvar Agada from Rava Bar Mori, it's a Mishnah. It's the Mishnah. Abaye was Toyeb Dvar Mishnah. It's the last Mishnah. Shishi Sidrei Mishnah. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel Lechol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shloish Meyos V'Asarei Lomis. And he said even better than that. How Taka did Abaye not know? Meaning Rav Dimi is like saying, you don't know this Dvar Agada. I hear you saying good. But you say better. But more than that, what's the Kapshan in Abaye? How did Abaye not know a Mishnah? Abaye? How does Abaye not know a Mishnah? It's a Dvar Pella, right? There's no Pshat. And the Noida B'Yehuda went and he answered this Kasha. Right? He had even come up with an answer. So he answered this Kasha, and the Noida B'Yehuda said that the truth is, if you look carefully at these two Chazals, they're actually not saying the same thing. They're not saying the same thing. I know, we've just read it three times. It sounds the same, but says the Noida B'Yehuda, look at the nuance. It's actually not the same. Our Gemara said, Asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litain. The Mishnah in Uktzen says, "Asar Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahanchel lechol tzadik v'tzadik shloish meis v'asara ilomis." One says "litain miloshet matana," and the other one says "lahanchel." This is a Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, where the Noida B'Yehuda wrote back to Rabbi Shaya Pick, the answer to your question lies in the nuance between "litain" and "lahanchel." Ayin Shom, it's the last paragraph of that Mefursim Diga Tshuva. But said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, "Lulei de Mistafina." I want to say something different, and that is the Tosfos Yontif was already ma'orer. The Tosfos Yontif was already ma'orer that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the Baal member of that last Mishnah Masechtas Uktzen. It's a little bit of a problem because Rabbi Shua ben Levi was not a Tana. In fact, he's not mentioned anywhere in Mishnayos. Now, to be clear, there's one other Mishnah where Rabbi Shua ben Levi is mentioned. It's in Perek Vav of Pirkei Avos. But everyone knows the sixth Perek of Pirkei Avos is not Mishnayos. It's not, right? Pirkei Avos really ends at the end of Perek. There's an added Perek, K, Kinyan HaTorah, etc., etc. But that's not really part of it. It's not Mishnayos. Rabbi Shmuel Levi was an Amora, says the Tosfos Yontif. He wasn't a Tana. And if that's the case, so really there's no Havana, there's no Pshat, and why this would be here. So the Tosfos Yontif says you have to say that it was added. Right? This was something that was added. So Rabbi Margol said, I was thinking about it, and I want to say, Luvei de Mistafino, it could be this last Mishnah really was never added to the Mishnayos. Because it's a funny Zach. You're adding Rabbi Shua ben Levi to the Mishnayos. It's just like funny. If you want to add something that Atana said, why are you adding something that Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Amora said? He says, I believe that really this was the Siyum of Shas. It wasn't the Siyum of Mishnayos. It was the Siyum of Shas. Now, if you go to a Siyum on Shas, so the last Mishnah is Talmidei Chachamim Arbim Sholim Boilom. But he says, Lulei de Mistafina, somewhere the channels got crossed, and I think really Shas was supposed to end with Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Asr HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. And that's very good, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi is an often quoted Amir and Shas, right? Top 10, for sure. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi is mentioned so often, so that's why he would be there. And says the Rabbi Margolis, if that's Emes, I want to tell you an observation that I made. Again, I'll read this inside, only because it's just, I don't know, how do you come up with this? So he said like this, I made a cheshbon. I realized, Hine, Pirkei Talmud Bavli, if you add up all the different prakim of Talmud Bavli. Now, again, let's be clear. Not all the prakim in Shishi Sidra Mishnah. But he said all the prakim of Talmud Bavli, this is what your number is going to be. Brachis, Masechta, he goes through every single one. Brachis is 9. Shabbos is 24. Biyachad, that's 33. Erevin is 10. Psachim is 10. Yom is 8. Sukkah is 5, Bay is 5, Rosh Hashanah is 4, Tainus is 4, Megillah is 4, Maikotin is 3, Chagigah is 3. So if you add it up, Brachis through Seder Mayit, there's 89 Prakim and Shas. Ube Seder Noshin, Yevamis is 15, Ksubis is 13, Nedarim is 11, Nazir is 9, Sait is 9, Gittin's 9, and Kedushin is 4. If you do the math and you add it up, if you're keeping score, we're up to 159. Seder Nezikin, the three Bavois, we know is 30. That takes us from 159 to 189. Sanhedrin and Makis together is 14. Sanhedrin is 14. Shavuos is 8. Avodah Zarah is 5. And Chorias is 3. If you're keeping score, we're at 219. We're holding by Seder Kachan. Zvachim is 14. So 219 plus 214 is 233. Menachis is another 13. That puts us at 246. Chulin is 12. We're at 258. Becheris is 9. That's 267. Erechin is 9. That's 276. Tamur is 7. That's 283. Christus is 6. That's 289. Me'ilah is 6, which puts us at 295. Tamid is 5, which puts us at 300. Now, in Seder Tyrus, there's only one Masechta that has Talmud Bavli. It's Masechta's Nida. And there's 10 Prakim in Masechta's Nida. So if you take the 300 and you add it to those 10, what you're going to have is exactly 310 Prakim. So he says, Lulei de Mistafina, this was the last member of Shas. That would explain why it's an Amora. What's an Amora doing in a Mishnah? This was the last Gemara in Shas. And you finish Shas and the 310 Prokim of Shas. So what the Gemara ended with, and this is the appropriate Chasima, is Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Olamos. That if you went and you learned the 310 prokim in Shas, what you're going to be, so every perik in Shas is nochavelt, in nochavelt, in nochavelt. And that's the inyan of these 310 olamos. And then he said, al derech drush, that yesh loymar. So this is the last Mishnah, quote unquote, right? But that's really not how it ends. Omrak, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shloy Shmeish V'Asor Olamos, Shenemer L'Hanchel Oya V'Yesh V'Oitzroi Seyem Amale, Omrak Rabbi Shimon ben Chalaf, Doloi Motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machzik Brachel Yisrael El Asholim Shenem Hashem Oizlam Yitain Hashem Yevarech Es Amoy V'Asholim. He says Yesh Shloima, there's another knetch over here. He said because the truth is V'hinei Mi Yemalo Gvureis Hashem L'Sayim Kepam Bepam Kol Pirkei Talmuda. You know, it's amazing the hergish. Rabbi Magal says Yidhu Nukol Atera Kula Mamesh Kishulchan Aruch, right? But at the same time, he understood, and everyone's like that. So he says, "Mi yemalo gvureis Hashem l'sayin kefam befam kol pirkei Talmuda." Al v'chaverim nimnim l'dvar mitzvah. He said, "When chaverim come together and then nimnim l'dvar mitzvah, kol echad loy made ach prokim achodim mesechtes achas ishtayim." Right, different people they learn different prokim. He learns one, he learns two. Ubiyachad him goyim kol shai pirkei gemara. And then together they finish the 310 prokim. L'zoyis m'saymen ha-talmud b'mayim Rabbi Shua ben Levi. See, he said sometimes, right, it's very hard for a person to finish. This is a shtickle makar to every coming together and finishing shas, right? Sometimes a person can't finish it by himself. But when you come together, sometimes you're able to do it. And that's the oimik of Asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hancha l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. L'chol echon meha mishtatfin. Every tzadik that was mishtatif in this avodas HaKadosh to finish these shai prokim, they're going to be zoich to shai lamas, they're all going to get a chelik. And then he goes on, he explains it with a lamas. He says, I am the Shabbos that tzadik based on the days, shnayim she'asu. If it's zeh oine yachol, zeh oine yachol, and they help each other, so then shnayim she'asu are going to be chayef. So, Zeinu Yachal, how many people can finish us? Zeinu Yachal, Zeinu Yachal. It's not easy to finish us. But if you come together, it's a Zamin, then already it's a Zeinu Yachal, Zeinu Yachal, it's a Zamin. We can finish the Shai Olamis, but he said it's even more than that. Because you find, even by Zeh Yachal, Zeh Yachal, sometimes there's an Indian of a Nitpo Lidvar Mitzvah, right? You have it in Masechtas Makis, two Edom or three Edom, right? If it's two, what do you need three? To teach me that the third aid, that if he's Mishtatif, he's together with them, he's going to be Nechshav as if he's part of them. So he said, this is Drush. But Yesh Noima, that's the Oymek. You finish the Talmud Bavli, and you finish the 310 Prokim, and we say, Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hancha l'chol tzadik v'tzadik, Shai Olamos. What if I can finish it all by myself? Maybe I can't do it. You know what the answer is? Like, Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocha. That when you're together as a chabura, when you're together b'shalom, so then we're all complementing each other, and you're learning this, and I'm learning that, and together we're cutting the belt. We're doing it tzizamen as a chabura. When we do it tzizamen as a chabura, that gives kol tzadik and tzadik shlayer lamas. This is the drush chelik of it. But just the sheer ga'onus of figuring out that the Shai Olam is 316 machloikis in between the Shai Mishol minus the 6. That's in Shari Zoyer, Masechtas Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And the Shai Olam is here referring to the 300. I mean, we did the math together. We didn't go through the 360 machloikis in the Shai Mishol, but we went through the 310 prokin, right? Just back of the envelope arithmetic, as we say. I mean, it's really all this is. This is back of the envelope arithmetic, I guess, if you have that algorithm in your head. That's all this really is. But regardless, another pshat in Shai Olam is Divrei Pi Chacham Chen. We're coming to the end of Margolos Hayame, right? We're finishing Sanhedrin. We're also coming towards the end of learning Margolos Hayam. S'chus Yogan Aleinu. And we're going to stop here.